This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a new mental health resource coming online this weekend. Maybe a better way to say it, actually, is that there is a newer and easier way to get access to existing mental health resources. Right now, when a mental health challenge for somebody becomes a crisis, the first place a lot of people turn is to the telephone and to a patchwork of local crisis hotlines and the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. That's an 800 number that connects counselors with callers from around the country. Starting tomorrow, though, there will be a new and simple three-digit number for mental health crisis calls, 988. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, getting that switchover done is only half the challenge.
When you dial the new 988 National Mental Health Emergency Line, the first thing you hear is...
One moment.
And then...
If you are in emotional distress or suicidal crisis, or concerned about someone who might be, we're here to help. Para español, oprime número dos.
You can press 1 if you're a veteran, or wait to be connected to a local crisis center based on your area code. In Oregon, that might be Lines for Life, a Portland-based nonprofit where Deborah Diedrichsen manages counselors and answers calls.
Picking up the phone and calling to talk to a stranger is a hard thing to do. It's really difficult to be vulnerable. It takes a lot of courage and strength just to reach out.
And yet, as of 2020, the system that 988 calls will now feed into
could only meet the needs of about 85% of its callers.
Heather Saunders at the Kaiser Family Foundation says that means roughly 1 in 7 callers got dropped or hung up before a crisis counselor answered. And she worries the problems could get worse.
When 988 rolls out, it's anticipated that the call volume will up to triple the first year alone and then continue to grow from there.
In fact, increasing the number of people who seek help is part of the point of switching to 988.
The concern is if there were challenges with the current infrastructure meeting the call volume, people might reach out to the new 988 number in a state of crisis, but not be able to reach someone on the other side of the line.
And that could cause people to abandon their efforts to contact what's supposed to be the new easy-to-access number for all mental health problems, says Jody Mance at the National Academy for State Health Policy.
If call volume overwhelms a system, you're going to see higher levels of abandonment, right? Because people are going to be waiting. That's the thing giving folks in state policymaking, advocates, stakeholders the most anxiety.
Part of the problem is there's been relatively little state and local funding, planning, and resources devoted to 988. The RAND Corporation recently surveyed 180 mental health directors across the country, says RAND's Jonathan Cantor, to find out
whether or not there would be long-term budgeting for this. That was lacking, which was concerning. Only about 1 in 7 respondents had established a budget to support 988.
And of those, fewer than half were expanding local call centers, adding staff, marketing the new number, or figuring out how to coordinate between 911 and 988. Only 13 states have passed dedicated funding mechanisms so far. The lack of funding is especially problematic in states that already have a poor track record answering crisis calls, states whose residents often end up speaking to counselors elsewhere, says Jody Mance at the National Academy for State Health Policy.
The ideal response would be to have somebody who's local, who understands local resources, you know, the local provider landscape, those sorts of things.
In Illinois, just 21% of calls are answered by in-state call centers. In 4 other states, Texas, Arkansas, Minnesota, and Wyoming, less than half of all calls are answered in-state. The calls that in-state centers can't handle spill over to backup sites, like Oregon's Lines for Life, which has increased staffing and expects mental health emergency calls to double in the next year. Crisis Line Director Deborah Diedrichsen tries to make sure every one of those calls is answered promptly with knowledge and compassion.
People do sometimes have to wait. I work every day to prevent that. And in fact, the national standard for 988 is that we answer 95% of calls within 20 seconds.
Meeting that goal would ensure that more people who reach out get the help they need. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.